That's our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. And if you hear him, that means it's time for Hudson River Stories. Each week, we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. He's spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. I think he's... Are you French? You're from Costa Rica, right? All right, Henry, we'll get to the stories. Yes, I know. The Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island have been between 65 and 70 degrees. Matt Coyne reports for LowerHudson.com that the demolition of the Tappan Zee Bridge may have leaked creosote in the Hudson River. The Rockland County Sheriff's Office and the Pyrmont Fire Department reported a sheen on the river near Pyrmont. Tappan Zee Constructors, the contractor on the project, denies the creosote leakage. Quote, "We all had a visual," said Pyrmont Fire Department Assistant Chief Dan Goswick, quote, "that creosote was dripping down the side of the barge into the river," unquote. The Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry says creosote can be harmful to humans exposed to large amounts. Tappan Zee Constructors spokesperson Damian Lavera said in a statement, quote, "The event which occurred a month ago demonstrates the effectiveness of our efforts to protect the river. When first responders reported what appeared to be a sheen stretching from Pyrmont to the bridge and suggested that it could have been caused by creosote emanating from the site, in an abundance of caution, we immediately acted with those agencies to deploy additional containment booms on the site and use absorbent material to get whatever was causing the sheen out of the river," unquote, the statement read. The full story is available at LowerHudson.com. Yeah, creosote isn't good for whales either, Henry. Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Albany Times Union reports that the State Department of Environmental Conservation worked with Hudson Valley High School students October 12th in the 15th annual Day in the Life of the Hudson and Harbor. Students identified fish caught in the Hudson River and learned more about the waterway. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that 19 Hudson River estuary projects will share $1,137,113 in funding announced October 12th to improve water quality and habitats, conserve open space, increase storm resiliency, and improve recreational access to the river for people with disabilities. The Upper Hudson Northern Catskill Natural Resource Trust in Greene County gets $35,080 to work with Hudsonia and the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties for a natural resources inventory of Greene County to guide conservation work countywide. The town of Hillsdale receives $24,160 to work with a consultant to create a national resources inventory. Trout Unlimited in Columbia County gets $37,606 for the town of Ankrum Road Stream Crossing Replacement Plan. Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson gets $48,720 for a project with the Sawkill Watershed Community for education about land use and stream watershed conditions. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties gets $23,063 to develop a watershed management plan for the Catskill Creek watershed. There were many other grants up and down the river. You can read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. And finally, the Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that the sidewalk on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge will be closed three times this month for construction. New York State Bridge Authority has closed it now through 4 p.m. October 13th, and it will close again 7 a.m. October 16th through 4 p.m. October 20th, 7 a.m. October 23rd through 4 p.m. October 27th. Construction associated with the Hudson River Skywalk project is closing the bridge for pedestrians on those days, which could change depending on the weather. The Hudson River Skywalk is a 5.4 million pedestrian trail linking the Thomas Cole Natural Historic Site in Catskill to the Alana State Historic Site in Greenport via a walking lane on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been Hudson River Stories, Henry. We'll be back next week to tell you more tales of what's going on in the Hudson River.